Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need fun.
That's what I want. Welcome back. Seven till the hour. Thanks. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to hang out with you. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Sarah, I need your website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. And come, we just relaunched it. New design, feature on our experts. Really excited about it. So it's a work in progress.
Congratulations. Congratulations. I know what it's like to relaunch a site. So good for you. So what's your last topic? We wrap up here. What's last on your mind?
Well, Jim, I'm really sorry, but I'm just not sure that I can satisfy what you're asking for. Let's talk about apologies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm such a great apologizer.
You
can imagine.
You know what? Apologizing is an art, and accepting an apology is an art.
Yeah.
So, how many times...
I'm not good at accepting apologies.
You're terrible at it? Okay.
I didn't say I was terrible at it. I said I'm not good at it.
Oh.
Maybe it's because not too many people apologize to me.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's because people give you bad apologies besides. So people are terrible apologizers. But also, we're not good acceptors of apologies. Here's how you do it. You simply say thank you. Graciously.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, even if they're giving you a crappy apology, what you want to do is be able to have the channels of communication open, right? You don't want to sit there and live in your mad and stew on it. Because frankly, if you don't forgive someone, it eats at your own health.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's dangerous
That's right.
to you.
Do you think guys are worse at this than women?
Well, I think guys have a hard time.
I think I think guys are. Women like to hear the word "I'm sorry." They like to hear those words. They
yeah,
really
but
do.
Think,
but men don't care about the words as much as they do the actions.
Oh, I agree. I think that men are worse at apologizing, and I think women are lousy at accepting apologies.
My wife says I don't apologize enough, and she's serious.
Maybe
she's serious too. Yes, I said. Yes, she said you should not only stop apologizing, you should stop messing up.
But there's a way to apologize. There's just going, "I'm sorry," which is not really an apology.
Right.
An apology should be from the heart. It should be gracious. It should say, "You know, I'm really sorry, Devona, that I did not do as you asked. I know you told me three times about taking my shoes off the kitchen counter. And next time I honestly will keep that in mind. So I'm really sorry that I put the dirt of the garden on the counter." Versus, "I'm sorry." You know, and making them, in some ways, you know, if you just give a half-baked "I'm sorry,"
right,
you made the other person wrong.
Yeah,
and it's not.
I'm just getting up to that level right now. I have to work on the other level. But no, okay. but you're being serious. I mean, this is something that, especially if it's a customer, right? If you messed up, if it's something that went wrong.
Oh, please,
you can't,
the customer's always right.
Yeah, but here's what's worse, though. Most of the time when there's a problem with a customer, here's what the customer gets. "Oh, no problem."
Yeah, but that's not the answer.
That's
and
right.
In fact, I actually write letters to my customers all the time because they'll, for whatever reason, the 800 number, they end up coming to me sometimes. And I'll give them a deep apology in writing, but I'll also give them some information. I said, "Let me explain what happened so you understand the context, and I will now take care of it."
So now you know that again. Now you know we didn't do it to you.
Right. And I'll also thank them. Thank you
to.
For pointing this out to me. Thank you for teaching me.
Complaining customers are your best friends, aren't they?
You learn so much. And especially management, you know, I think there's a book out there for any junior person out there who wants to write a book. I'll call it Lessons from the Bottom, because all the managers sit in their high towers and think that they know what goes on, and they give their rules of how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many lessons to be learned from the customer service reps about what we're doing right and wrong.
And about what needs to be fixed and what you should be doing a year from now.
Oh, without a doubt. Listen to your customers.
Yeah.
They all know. And apologize to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without a question.
So, go ahead. Keep going.
No, I was going to say. So, you know, it's hard. Do you ever do an apology or have someone apologize to you? They go, "I'm sorry, but," and then they turn it around onto you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The "but" totally discredits that apology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always have to watch for the "but." So I got 45 seconds. How can we improve getting a credit card settle credit card debt? Can you do that in 45 seconds?
So credit card debt, you know, so assuming you have a serious problem, and it's not that you just have an itchy finger that has to have that new pair of shoes, mm-hmm. if you really get in trouble, there are things that you can do with if you have credit card problems. And what you want to do, you call up the credit card company, and you say, you know, if you've had, you can ask for a hardship repayment. So if you've had a significant life circumstance, like a divorce, a lost job, or spouse's death, call them up and say, what can I do? Can we do a modified payment plan, which extends the payment, might increase your interest rate.
It's amazing when you call them what they'll do for you, isn't it?
They totally will. You might even be able to make an upfront payoff of a debt settlement, like a lump sum.
They might settle it for. Make them an offer.
Make an offer. They'll take the money up front, bird in the hand.
They might, but make sure they release it. Hey, Sarah,
right,
good job today.
But again, it's got to be for good reason.
Good job today. Come back soon.
I will indeed. Thanks very much, Jim.
See you later. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, Bottom Line Publications. Quick break. We'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.